So, you guys join me. Kids, you can bring your dog if you want. What's in them? What is that?
A guinea pig.
A guinea pig. Yeah. Sweet.
I have a dog.
You have a dog? Yeah, I do too. Jade has a dog. You're what? Okay. Come on up, gang. So I'm not going to talk very long because that's not why we came to church today, to listen to somebody like me talk. Right? We came to church today to bless all these animals that are so important to us. And the whole idea behind blessing animals, it's a celebration of the Feast of St. Francis. Francis was a saint. He was from Italy, but when he was born, his father was in business in France, and his mom named him Giovanni. But when his father came back from France, he started calling him Francesco because his father had done such good business while he was in France. These dogs are a little awesome this morning, aren't they? Yeah. Yeah, your dog's just chilling out. I love that. So here's the thing about St. Francis. We remember him oftentimes through our childhood. You see statues of Francis, and he has like a bird on his arm, and there's like a deer and a rabbit at his feet. and we think about him in the animal kingdom because he was so generous in lending love and care and nurture to the animal kingdom. But that if that were the only thing that we remembered about Francis, it wouldn't quite be enough. So Francis was generous to the animal kingdom. Why? Do you know why? Do you know why, Francis? Why? 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 You don't know, do you? Yeah. So because Francis was really interested in things, creatures in creation that needed just a little extra care in the world. Kind of like, you know, when we get that old dog or that old cat or that middle-aged guinea pig over here to my left. Things, creatures, animals, but also human beings. So Francis generously lended his life to the care of things that needed a little extra care. And we remember him with this reading that Brian did from Matthew's gospel. And we don't really get it in this translation that we heard this morning, but this translation of Matthew's gospel starts with this prayer that Jesus has. And in Jesus's prayer, Jesus begins his prayer by saying, "Thank you, God, that you have hidden these things from the wise and you have revealed them to infants." And what he's really saying is, y'all listening? Y'all with me? You're not with me. You're petting the dogs. I don't blame you. So what Matthew's Jesus is trying to tell us is that kids have some sense about the kingdom life, about being in a relationship with God, about living this God-love life. Kids have some natural sense about what it means to be a loving person in the world that wise grown-ups don't have. Do you know what that thing is? Do you know what it is about you? What, Gil? What? What do you think it is? It is that. Yes, that you're playful. You're present to the present moment, right? You enjoy life just as it comes. When you're sad, what do?
Cry.
Yeah, you cry, right? When you're happy, what do?
Smile.
You laugh. When you're a little frustrated and nervous like Jas is over there, what does he do? He's like clapping his hands, right? You're just present to the present moment. So here's what I want you to take away from today. We're not going to talk any longer about this, but here's what I want you to take away. And I don't want just you to take it away. I want those people, your parents and your grandparents and everyone else in church to take it away too. When we act like kids, when we cry, when we're sad, when we laugh, when we're happy, when we see someone in need and we just give them an extra hand, then we are living in the kingdom of God just like Jesus is intending us to do. Does that make sense? Enough sense? Hello, children of the church. Do you get that? Yes? Okay. Well, then let's get out of here and let's bless these animals. Amen. Y'all can go back to your seats.